You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
But of course, it's not just British political parties who are on a unity mission. Bernie Sanders has cleared the way for an endorsement of Hillary Clinton on Tuesday and declared a successful end to his campaign to pull their party to the left during weekend negotiations over the Democratic policy platform. Well, let's cross live to the US and speak to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, good evening.
Hello, Ian.
Now, are the Democrats shaping up to be more like the Conservatives or Labour in their attempts to unify?
Well, they will be hoping, I think, to be much more like the Conservatives than Labour. And this is a step in the right direction for Hillary Clinton and for Bernie Sanders. They will be campaigning together in New Hampshire in about 24 hours' time. And it is broadly understood here that that is the moment at which Bernie Sanders will formally endorse Hillary Clinton for the presidency and confirm that he's dropping his now long-dead bid for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. He got a lot of what he wanted during those weekend negotiations, which focused on the Democratic Party's platform, the American equivalent of a party manifesto. They're often not necessarily worth the paper they're written on. However, Bernie Sanders came out of those negotiations saying that he'd managed to make sure that Hillary Clinton was backing large rises in America's minimum wage, that she was going to pursue a cleaner energy policy than she otherwise might have pursued, and most pivotal of all, he got her to sign on to the so-called public option with regard to healthcare. Without going into detail, that is the closest America would ever get to creating an NHS. And Hillary Clinton now backs the idea, even though it may well be dead politically up on Capitol Hill. So Bernie Sanders can hold his head high and say, I managed to drag the party to the left. Now I can formally endorse Hillary Clinton. And she can say, unlike Donald Trump and the difficulties he's still got with the Republican Party, she can at least symbolise the fact that she's got Bernie Sanders standing right next to her.
Now, just on what's going on in the UK at the moment, is the fact that we're getting a new prime minister being covered at all in the American media?
It is, very much so. We saw the live pictures of Theresa May just, an hour or so ago, and it's front page top story on the New York Times website at the moment. I think there are many Americans who will be asking precisely who Theresa May is, but there are many people here in Washington who know her well, because of course as Home Secretary, she's travelled to the United States on many occasions and dealt with US officials, particularly with regard to national security and terrorism. Nothing out of the White House yet, although the daily briefing there will be happening in about half an hour's time. I think one of the interesting questions will be, given that she's from the Remain camp, whether Barack Obama thinks that there might now be some sort of narrow opportunity for Britain to stay within the EU. It'll be interesting to see if he or his spokesman try to breathe any oxygen onto the embers of that in a bid to try and see things come out his way, because of course he wanted Britain to remain in the EU.
Well, if they've got any sense, they'll avoid that. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.